tell me about this event going on in the sky right now. How rare is it?
It's not that rare. It's just that we can see many stars, many planets in the same direction. So it happens every few years, and that's what we're going to see now.
Yeah.
We see now.
Does this involve every planet in our solar system?
Well, there are 8 planets, and 2 of them we cannot see with naked eye. I'm just going to talk about naked eye astronomy here for the normal people.
Okay.
And one of them is Earth, so we won't count that. You can see it at the bottom when you're standing in your garden. Mercury is a bit difficult to see, but it is maybe at the end of February will be visible. Right now, you can see easily 4 planets in the sky.
Which ones?
Well, you can see, if you look south, a bit to the right, southwest, you will see Venus. And you're sure to see it because it's so bright. It's unbelievable. Close to it, a bit lower on the horizon, there is Saturn. To the south, looking a bit to the left, southeast, you will see higher up, you will see Jupiter. And a bit more to the east, lower on the horizon, you'll see Mars. And you'll notice it's a reddish color. So these are the 4 planets you can easily see tonight, if you want.
Providing there's no cloud, of course. Is there an optimum time? What's the best time to see them?
Yes, around 7 o'clock at night. So it's very easy. You don't have to wait far down in the, during the night. You can have a nice night's sleep after seeing it. So 6 o'clock, it starts to be very dark, and 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock is the best time.
How long will this last? How many more? How many nights have we had so far that we could have seen them, and how many more?
Well, I would say from the beginning of January, these 4 were visible, and it'll be visible all the way to the end of February. So they move relative to what we can see, they move very slowly from one night to the other. Venus, you will see it going upward, a bit higher on the sky. And so we'll have 2 months to see it.
This is the peak time, though, to see them, is it?
Yeah, it is very easy to see. So would be the time, yes.
I mean, is it just the movement of the planets that causes this, or is there something else? And is there any effect to any of the planets, especially Earth, from this?
It happens, the planets, they move all the time a bit relative to the constellation. So it's hard to say where they're going to be for us, but scientists can calculate very precisely where they're going to be. But the planets, they move relative to the constellation. So they're not always at the same place while the stars are always in the same constellation, and they don't noticeably move. And you have the constellation for the winter and for the summer, for the fall and for the spring. But the planets, so they're always the same. But the planets, they are at different places. And actually, the name planet comes from the Greek, which means wanderer. So they wander in the different constellation during the years. And the Greeks already, 300 BC, already had seen them, and the 5 ones, and they had named them according to their gods of the time. And so,
but there is no effect, no ill effect or positive effect on Earth, for instance.
No, they just happen to be on the opposite side of the sun, so we can see them all. Sometimes they're on the other side of the sun and we cannot see them at all. No.
Okay, is there anything you want to add to any of this?
Well, do come out, and if you have a nice night, you have a clear sky, put your hat on and your mitt and position yourself to look south, and then you will see these planets. By the way, many people have smartphones, and there is an app called Stellarium, which is free, and you can put on your phone. And what the app does is that it calculates the position of the stars and position of the planets and makes a drawing on your phone. So what you see on your phone is actually the position relative to you of those and the names of the planets and the stars. So you just point it up to the sky and this will appear. And then you look above it and you see the real sky and the real planets, and it's easy to identify them. I guess you could try to take a picture of it as well. With phones now, they very have a very sophisticated picture making or cameras, and they can you might be able to take a picture of
But
them.
if you have a good camera, 35 millimeter with a good lens, you can do that as well.
I guess so,
Yeah.
yes. You would have to figure out the time, how long the exposure time and all that, but you can do a few take a few frames at different length of time.
What about a telescope?
Well, I've just mentioned those four planets, but there are two other ones that are also in the line of sight, and these are Uranus and Neptune, and with a telescope you would be able to see them. And
Interesting.
yes, actually they show up on your phone in this app, so we can tell you where it is. But with your eyes, you will not see them. It's not too far away.